This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovenia has now joined Spain, Ireland, and Norway in recognizing a Palestinian state, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Slovenia's prime minister says he sped up efforts to recognize a state of Palestine in reaction to Israel's expanding invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The months-long offensive has largely cut off the flow of food, medicine, and other supplies to Palestinians who are facing widespread hunger. Last week, President Joe Biden said that the three-phase plan was Israeli. However, Israeli leaders have since appeared to distance themselves from the proposal and vowed to keep fighting Hamas until the group is destroyed. Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza has killed more than 36,000 Palestinians. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A senior official with the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group, said it will not accept any deal with Israel that does not clearly lay out a permanent ceasefire and a full Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. He said Hamas has told mediators it was waiting for an Israeli response regarding this matter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has declared victory for his alliance in India's general election, claiming a mandate to push forward with his agenda, even though his party lost seats to a stronger-than-expected opposition, which pushed back against his mixed economic record and polarizing politics. But for the first time since his Hindu Nationalist Party swept to power in 2014, it did not secure a majority on its own, meaning he will need support of other parties in his coalition, a stunning blow for the 73-year-old who had hoped for a landslide victory. This is VOA News. The South African rand fell on Tuesday as uncertainty around possible coalition partners persisted following last week's election. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
That vote saw the African National Congress lose its majority in parliament after 30 years of dominance. It is still the largest party, but cannot govern alone. The ANC was holding high-stakes internal talks on Tuesday about which parties it should approach to form South Africa's next government. Potential partners range from the pro-business Democratic Alliance and the socially conservative Inkatha Freedom Party to former President Jacob Zuma's populist Umkhonto we Sizwe, known as MK, and the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters. An alliance between the ANC and MK or the EFF would likely alarm financial markets and foreign investors.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Thousands of supporters of Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk gathered in the capital Warsaw on Tuesday ahead of European elections the head of government says are crucial for Poland's security as it faces increased tensions on its eastern border. With war raging in Ukraine and a migrant crisis on the Belarus border, Tusk has framed the June 9th vote in Poland as a choice between a safe future in a country at the heart of the European Union or a more perilous one if the Nationalist Law and Justice Party, known for its conflicts with Brussels, wins. U.S. President Joe Biden is laying into former President Donald Trump's over Trump's convictions and says he now poses a greater threat than in 2016, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says this Trump is not the same one that got elected 8 years ago. He's worse, and that's getting more clear each day. At a fundraiser in Connecticut, the president said the 2024 campaign has entered uncharted territory days after Trump was convicted on 34 felony counts. He says Trump is now attacking both the judiciary and election system as rigged. The president says nothing could be more dangerous for the country or American democracy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hong Kong police detained several people and Chinese authorities restricted access to Beijing's Tiananmen Square on Tuesday on the 35th anniversary of the crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. As cities in Taiwan and elsewhere marked the date, Chinese tanks rolled into the square before dawn on June 4, 1989, to end weeks of pro-democracy demonstrations by students and workers. Television news images of a lone Chinese man in a white shirt standing in front of a column of tanks spread around the world. I'm Joe Ramsey.